Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Private Debt Yield, Safety and the Emergence of Alternative Lending by Stephen L. Nesbitt is a wily finance guide to the fast-growing private credit market and the investment logic behind non-bank lending, written for professional and serious individual investors. The second edition surveys how private debt expanded as traditional banks pulled back from certain types of lending and as investors search for income beyond public bonds. Nesbitt frames private debt as an alternative fixed income toolkit that can include corporate direct lending, asset-backed lending, mezzanine, and other hybrid structures, plus parts of structured credit and specialty finance. Alongside market context, the book emphasizes how to think about yield versus risk, what drives risk premiums, and how creditor protections and deal structure affect outcomes. It blends practical portfolio and manager selection considerations with a more technical foundation for separating interest rate exposure from credit exposure, helping readers evaluate where returns come from and what can go wrong. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, private debt as an alternative lending ecosystem. A central topic is how private debt functions as an ecosystem of lenders, borrowers, intermediaries, and structures that sits alongside public bonds and bank loans. The book treats private debt not as a single product, but as a set of negotiated credit instruments where terms, covenants, collateral, and documentation meaningfully shape the investor experience. It explains why demand grew among investors seeking higher income than traditional fixed income, especially in low-rate environments, and why supply expanded as companies and asset originators looked for flexible capital that did not require public issuance. Within this ecosystem, the role of direct lenders and private credit funds is key. They source deals, underwrite idiosyncratic risks, and manage loans that often do not trade frequently. That limited trading activity can reduce mark-to-market volatility, but raises the importance of underwriting quality, monitoring, and workout expertise. The book also highlights that private debt spans corporate and consumer-linked exposures, with different cash flow profiles and legal protections. Understanding the ecosystem helps readers connect macro drivers, such as banking regulation and risk appetite, to micro-level outcomes like spread, fees, and recovery prospects. Secondly, mapping the strategy set from direct lending to specialty finance. Nesbitt devotes significant attention to categorizing the major private debt strategies investors encounter and to clarifying how they differ in risk, return, and structure. Corporate direct lending is often positioned as the core building block, typically focused on middle market companies where lenders can negotiate protections and aim for contractual income. Asset-backed lending is treated as distinct because repayment is tied to collateral pools and structural features such as advance rates and borrowing bases. The book also addresses mezzanine and other junior capital solutions, where returns may be higher, but the investor sits lower in the capital structure and relies more heavily on enterprise value. Additional categories include royalties and venture debt, which tend to depend on specialized underwriting and may exhibit equity-like risks despite debt labeling. Structured credit, including CLO-related exposure, appears as another route to credit risk where tranche structure and manager behavior matter. Specialty finance rounds out the map, covering lending and receivable-based businesses where operational controls and servicing quality can be as important as borrower fundamentals. This strategy map helps readers avoid false comparisons and evaluate each segment on its own drivers. Thirdly, decomposing fixed income risk, credit versus interest rate exposure. An analytical pillar in the book is the effort to separate the sources of return and risk in fixed income, particularly the distinction between credit risk and interest rate risk, rather than treating a bond or loan as a single undifferentiated exposure. The framework encourages investors to ask how much of the expected return is compensation for default and recovery uncertainty, and how much is simply the term premium or rate. Sensitivity. The book discusses theoretical tools that draw on auction-based thinking associated with structural credit modeling, helping explain why credit behaves differently across leverage levels and business cycles. This lens matters in private debt because many instruments are floating rate, which can reduce duration but does not eliminate risk. Credit spreads can widen, covenants can be breached, and liquidity can tighten even when rate risk is modest by decomposing risk. The reader can better compare private loans to public high-yield, leveraged loans, or investment-grade credit and can set more realistic expectations about diversification. The goal is not to turn every reader into a modeler, but to provide a disciplined way to attribute performance and to understand what scenarios would impair principal. Fourthly, structural protections and the practical meaning of safety. The book's emphasis on safety is grounded in how private lenders attempt to protect principal through structure rather than through market liquidity, Key mechanisms include collateral packages, covenants, reporting requirements, and control rights that can be negotiated more directly than in many public markets. The discussion reinforces that safety is conditional. It depends on underwriting standards, legal enforceability, seniority in the capital structure, and the lender's ability to monitor and intervene early when performance deteriorates. Private debt often highlights senior secured positions, but the book encourages investors to look beyond labels and examine what collateral is actually worth, how it can be accessed, and whether the loan documentation provides meaningful remedies. It also addresses why higher yield does not automatically imply recklessness. In some cases, the premium may reflect complexity, illiquidity, or the need for specialized origination rather than excessive leverage. At the same time, the book is careful that contractual protections are not guarantees, particularly in systemic stress when multiple borrowers face pressure at once. Understanding the engineering of safety helps investors judge whether a given strategy relies on durable protections or on optimistic assumptions. Lastly, portfolio construction. Manager selection and risk management in private credit. Because private debt is typically accessed through funds or managed vehicles, the book treats portfolio implementation as a core competency, not an afterthought. It discusses how investors can think about allocations to private credit alongside other fixed income and alternatives, focusing on the trade-offs between yield, diversification, and liquidity. A practical theme is that manager selection carries outsized importance. Sourcing networks, underwriting discipline, sector specialization, and workout capability can drive results more than broad market beta. The book also highlights risk management considerations that are specific to private assets, such as valuation practices, lagged marks, concentration across borrowers or sponsors, and the dependence on refinancing conditions. Portfolio design must consider vintage diversification, exposure to floating rates, and the potential for correlated drawdowns during credit stress. The reader is guided toward evaluating terms such as leverage at the fund level, fee structures, and alignment of incentives, since these can change the net yield and downside profile. The overall message is that private debt can be a powerful income tool, but only if investors treat it as an actively monitored credit portfolio with governance, transparency expectations, and scenario-based thinking rather than as a passive yield substitute. In conclusion, this book is best suited for institutional allocators, wealth managers, investment committee members, and analytically minded investors who want a structured way to evaluate private credit beyond marketing summaries. Readers who already understand basic bond concepts will gain the most because the text pushes into the mechanics of credit risk, deal structure, and portfolio implementation. The practical benefits are clear. It helps readers compare major private debt strategies, identify what actually drives yield, and recognize the difference between contractual protections and true resilience under stress. It also reinforces a process mindset, emphasizing underwriting quality, manager capability, and monitoring as critical determinants of outcomes in largely illiquid instruments. Compared with many books that describe alternative investments in broad strokes, Nesbitt's approach stands out for combining a wide survey of the private debt opportunity set with a more technical foundation for thinking about fixed income components and risk. Premiums. It is positioned less as a narrative history and more as a reference and decision support guide. That density can feel demanding, but it is also why the book is valuable. It treats private debt as a serious asset class with multiple submarkets, each requiring distinct analysis. For professionals building or overseeing private credit exposure, it can serve as a roadmap for setting expectations, asking better due diligence questions, and integrating private debt into a diversified portfolio. If you would like to support Stephen L. Nesbitt, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.